from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM. Education in Daba on the Voice of the Cape,
91.3 FM Stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Welcome back into the waves of the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM and 95.8 in the Boland. Just a reminder, listeners, that you can participate in the program by sending us your questions or comments via the SMS line, and that is 47913, alternatively via WhatsApp on the number 0722380712. Before we get into the segment, there's a message here from 0908 that says, please advise all grade 12s to follow the following links and apply online free education. Now, it's quite a number of things, but I'm going to, for example, take out that you can make an application to UWC. Their website is www.uwc.ac.za. We've got CPUT, that's obviously www.cput.ac.za. The same applies to UCT, etc. You've got quite a number of universities, and then also there's this NISFAS. And Yashira says,
I say NISFAS.
Okay, so I say NSFAS. Okay, bursaries, that's up for grabs. You can go on to www.nsfas.org.za. Well, let's move on to the next segment. We're going to be chatting about paper video now. South African students in need of academic support can now access an online portal called the Paper Video. The educational technology platform is making free resources available to grade 10 learners, providing a full year's worth of worksheets and comprehensive video lessons in mathematics and science. Now, joining us online, we have the director of Paper Video, and that is Paul Madi. Paul, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Ridwan. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, thanks for joining us. Maybe just to share with our listeners then, you know, where did this whole idea come about on paper video?
Oh, okay. Well, the idea started back in 2014. My co-founder and the guy who ultimately came up with the idea and structure of paper video, Chris Mills, he was struggling with a particular question that he was doing in university physics. He wanted to get some extra help. He searched online. He finally found a thing that could help him out on YouTube. It was a small piece of a video that was really long, so he had to search for a long time. And he thought to himself, with the technology we have available today, why don't we simply make a link right next to a question that you could potentially struggle with? So when you struggle with that question, you just select the link right there and there to get the exact solution you need for that particular question or concept you're struggling with.
Mm-hmm. And at the moment, as you said, this is only then available for grade 10 learners.
No. We actually have resources for grades 8 through 12, and there are also free resources available for grades 8 through 12. But the resource that we just made available for free for grade 10s, and it's our first of this type of resource we've made available, is the grade 10 subject map for mathematics and physics. Now, in this resource, we take the whole syllabus for grade 10 physics and math, that's the official CAP syllabus, and we take the documents, which can be sometimes quite difficult to understand unless you're an experienced teacher, and we've mapped it out visually. So for every concept, we have a video lesson for that concept, but the map also shows what that concept then evolves to in the next lesson, the next term, the next year. And so you sort of have this map that will show you through your journey in grade 10 maths and physics. Every single concept has a video connected to it, and that video depends, its length depends on how crazy a concept we're talking about there. And then with each video lesson comes that worksheet where you work alongside our teacher through that worksheet to learn that concept. So what we wanted to try and do was basically make every lesson that you would need to get in class available for free on this grade 10 subject map.
Mm-hmm. Yashira, a quick question or comment from your side.
Shukran, Ridwan. Paul, you know, very interestingly, I think this is the way that the future is going. You know, I don't exactly understand everything in the classroom, and it's much easier for me to go home and, you know, search online and maybe have some insights to what I have missed. So how does this work? How do I access paper video? And is it available in schools, or do I only do it at home? Do I pay? How do I go about accessing it?
Wow, loads of awesome questions. Firstly, good evening, Asira. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure, Paul.
So the resource itself. If a grade 10 learner, for example, wanted mm-hmm. to use our subject map, they would ultimately just need to go to papervideo.co.za, and the free resources that we have there, all of the free resources available for grades 8 through 12, in fact, are available on a little tab called the Get Started tab.
Awesome.
And then whether you want to use our subject map or whether you want to use our exam book, in our exam books, you see, we don't have a video for one concept. We have a video for every single question that you see in the exam. So, for example, if I was a learner and I'm going through question 2, and 2.1 is fine, 2.2 is chilled, but then at 2.3, mm-hmm. I start freaking out because I'm not remembering the exponent law that I need to know for this particular question. Yeah. Then I can get a video, but just for that one question, instead of needing to sort of scroll through a massive amount online wow. to see what I can get. Mm. So people can get the subject maps or the exam books at pedvideo.co.za. When you get the exam book or when you get the subject map, you'll notice that there are all these QR codes in the
right,
exam
book. Right.
And those
that.
QR codes are the thing that links you to the video for that question or that concept. So what we wanted to do is we created an app so that when you get our resources, the subject map or the exam books, you get our app. If you struggle with that question 1.2 or if you struggle with this concept about how to factorize a quadratic expression, mm-hmm. then you scan that QR code with our app, and then that video pops up on your phone. Now, to move on to if there's a payment involved, if there's anything like that, we have tried to make as much as possible available for free. And so far, our free resources just top out at over about 2.5, possibly now bordering 3,000 videos.
Wow.
And those are videos for questions, and they're also videos for concepts. So, for example, the grade 10 subject map, which is every lesson you need a full kind of theoretical lesson, those are quite a bit longer lessons. You know, and you're looking at a few hundred over there, but you know, when you have a literal entire lesson in a video, mm-hmm. it can end up being quite a few hours. And the exam book videos, they number in the thousands because it's just sort of individual questions,
of course.
But we wanted to record a video for each one.
Mm-hmm.
So those are entirely for free. The disadvantage there is that you would need an internet connection. You would need data to be able to enjoy those resources.
Mm-hmm.
The way we got over the data hurdle is let me first actually go into the rest of the exam books and subject maps. So there's a large amount that's free, and then there's also a remainder that is available for pay. So if people need more than just the free resources we make available, they can pay and they can get the full version of the resources, which I think is now topping out at just over 12,000 videos now.
Wow.
But then when it comes to the online portion,
mm-hmm.
the disadvantage about the free side is that you do need internet and data. But if one is able to, you could then get an offline solution, shall we say, from Paper Video. What we do is, because the videos that we end up recording are quite small individually, although when you add them up, you know, they become gigs and gigs and gigs and
of
gigs
course,
of videos.
Yeah.
But thanks to how powerful micro SD cards have become, you know, like little memory sticks you can put in your phone, basically.
Correct, you get 32 gigs and 64.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So what we've been able to do is we've been able to put the videos for an entire grade or an entire subject onto one of these micro SD cards. You put it on your phone or your tablet, or you even plug it into your computer with this funky little USB adapter that we have. And the app, which normally would need data or internet,
mm-hmm.
then sees, oh, okay, this person has a paper video micro SD card chilled. I don't have to use data to watch this video now. I'm just going to watch the video straight off the micro SD card.
Wow.
Well, that sounds quite interesting and amazing concept that you've got going there, Paul.
Well, we're just very lucky that, you know, micro SD cards have taken a nice fat jump in terms of the memory they have on them.
Mm.
You know, we can now store up to 5,000 videos on a 32 gig SD card, and it'll go, much bigger from there. Our phones will soon be taking 64 and 128, and yeah.
So just to remind our listeners once again, Paul, how do they get to access this online portal called Paper Video? And I know you also mentioned something about an app. How does one then download the app?
Okay, perfect, sure. So to get access to the resources, to get the resources themselves, people would just need to go to our website. That's papervideo.co.za, as in like a literal piece of paper followed by the word video, all just one word, no spaces, .co.za. Over there, you'll be able to sort of take a tour of the resources if you want to check it out. If you want to use the free resources, then that's absolutely awesome. The only thing you have to do at the website then is register an account. And, of course, registering an account is entirely free. And then if you want to get the full resources, ones where you just want maths questions or physics questions or accounting questions in bulk, then you can buy at our online store, which you can get through papervideo.co.za. And then what the app is for is when you have your resources now, or when you've downloaded those free resources, then you can use the app to very easily and quickly access those videos. It's sort of the quickest and easiest way to get that video for that particular question you're struggling with in front of you. So with your app on your phone, for example, you scan the code for the question, and you have the video on your phone.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, Paul, and I don't know, Sarah, maybe you can comment on it as well, and that is that, you know, initially I thought this is, well, it's really focused in my view as being a learner-orientated resource. But the more I think about it, I think even our educators could benefit from this particular resource. Paul, your comment before I ask Sarah for her comment.
Well, we've been very pleasantly surprised at the response that we've gotten from teachers. Most of the people at Paper Video used to be full-time teachers. I was a full-time teacher at two schools previously. Mm. And I was very aware about the fact that, you know, if we come out with a resource, especially one like the subject map where it's full lesson that you would expect in class, if we come out with a resource like this and then start claiming that it could, to some degree, replace a teacher, or that it could, you know, that you see these very sensationalized technologies that claim that teachers are now obsolete. We knew that, that's really not going to do us any favors. And secondly, also, it's simply not true. But why I say we were very pleasantly surprised was because a lot of teachers have embraced them. They embrace the exam books because it's an opportunity for their learners to essentially get the privilege of having an extra teacher. It's so often the extra teachers are just so expensive, and they, for a very small minority, that can ultimately afford them. But these exam books sort of expand upon that possibility. And when it comes to the subject maps, we were pleasantly surprised that teachers liked them, simply because it gave their learners an opportunity to learn from a different teacher with different styles, with a different approach. And it's been lovely seeing how open most teachers are to that idea of exposing their learners to as many different teachers. It's not an ego-driven thing.
Mm-hmm. Yashira, a quick comment from your side.
Now, Paul, and I'm listening, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, every kid out there, you know, having so many resources being made available, and it's absolutely free, I think it's quite amazing. I mean, you start giving back to communities in, you know, amounts that we can't even quantify the way we're sitting in the studio. But now, this would be an ideal resource to, you know, either assist as a modality in teaching. Is this available at schools, and are schools actually making use of paper video?
So, yes, the paper video is available to schools, and a lot of different and quite diverse schools are making use of paper video. And it's been ways that a lot of schools that take initiative and run with a project and have a, even one teacher who is keen on driving a resource, you can end up seeing it making a lovely and humbling difference in those situations. Mm-hmm. What I'd like the most is when teachers are willing to adapt a resource that they find valuable, that they find useful, into their own teaching methodologies. So you see these lovely blended approaches in the end of a teacher teaching their subject the way they're used to, and then at some point in the lesson being able to now revert to an alternative view that we're quickly going to rot on the projector for a couple of minutes. What did you think of that? Mm. Let's try these worked examples. And for homework, I want you guys to do these worked examples, and I won't have to go through it tomorrow because I know that you guys can watch the video after you've tried those questions, and so I have more time to teach tomorrow because of that.
Wow. Just a quick question from my side, Paul. With this online portal and this whole process, if, for example, I've downloaded the video and I've done some of the exercises, for example, but I need some clarification, or I've got a question of clarity that I might seek. Does your resource have that option, if you understand what I'm trying to say, or is it best to go and chat to my educator at school?
There's a few ways that people can get in touch with us. On our website at the moment is probably the closest to what I think you're envisaging, Ridwan. It's and what we basically have for each video is the ability to make a comment underneath that one particular video.
Mm-hmm.
So what we were hoping there was that if a learner is watching the solution, maybe I as the math teacher mentioned something which they didn't quite understand, they're able to put a comment there. When a comment gets placed on one of those videos, it's sort of like a WhatsApp notification that I get. I see that someone has written something, and I can then go and I can reply from there. We also get a lot of people using our app to send in questions when they're confused about something. So our app, for example, has a little contact us button, and a message gets directly sent to the team.
Well, I mean, I'm very, very much very impressed with this particular resource. As we see, that is available to our learners, not only grade 10, but from grade 8 upwards. And it's certainly something worthwhile looking into.
No, definitely, Ridwan. You know what amazes me most about paper video? And I mean, I haven't been privileged enough to actually go and access, you know, what it's about. But the fact that there are specific questions that you can relate to, like you don't have a problem with the entire subject or the entire content. There's certain aspects that you need clarity on, and you can actually go and search for that and get a link for that specific one. I mean, Paul, that is, you guys must have taken a very long time. It's very, very detailed, you know, not intricate at all. The link is there. The support is there. I mean, I just hope you guys grow from strength to strength, and I think each school should actually have paper video, you know, as part of a resource.
That's very, very kind of you to say. Thank you so much. Our ultimate vision is that we want a catalogue of enormous free quality resources available to teachers and learners to integrate into their teaching and their learning as they see fit. You know, the technology is so unbelievably powerful nowadays.
Definitely.
That we can turn everyone's device that they have in their pocket to something that can make an enormous difference in their lives. But saying that, I will also say that we are massively grateful to the wonderful teachers out there who are embracing these resources, because, you know, we would be the first people to say that there's no piece of technology that can ultimately replace a teacher. There's a massive social factor to it, and when you mix great technology with great teachers, then you get great results.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Marie, director of Paper Video, thanks very much for your time and for sharing that very important and informative information with our listeners. On that note, we say to you a very big thank you and a very good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Okay, on that, we're going to go for a quick ad break, and when we come back, we'll continue with a program called Education in Durban here on The Voice of the Cape.